Test. Okay, this is December 20th, 1988, and I'm at the home of Everett White in, what do you call this community here?
This is Laurel Run Road Enterprise.
Uh-huh. Let's see, I'm not getting this for some reason. Test. Okay, now this is test. This is December 20th, 1988, and I'm at Laurel Run Road at Everett White's.
That's right.
In Enterprise, right?
That's right.
Okay. I think that'll just sit there. Everett, if you could just... What I'd like to know mostly about is where you learned all those old songs.
Why do you want me just to talk right into that mic? And
Yeah, you can pick it up. Something's still not quite right on this. Okay, now, you started to tell me where those old songs came from?
David, I'd like to have that there paper in there. There's a paper in there so I can look at the ones I have written down in there in Married Room.
Your grandfather?
My grandfather and my mother, mostly, you know. Mm-hmm. I should have had it. I should have written some more down. Had her to, you know, when she's living, but now too late. I've forgotten, is it? All right. Well, you just want me to.
Well, here. Let me just. This so you don't. That'll be good enough for that.
No.
Now, what I'd mostly like to get is just whatever you can remember about some of these. You got some of these written down, like the Silk Merchant's Daughter. Who sang that?
Well, first I ever heard sang Grandpa.
That was Nelson Wine.
John Nelson Wine. He's a mm-hmm. Everybody called him Nelson Wine, but his first name was John. Uh-huh. And there's a little bit of history about the wines that I don't suppose I know if they told you or not about this, but his father came. It used to be all Virginia, you know, West Virginia, and Virginia was all Virginia. Mm-hmm. And he settled in Virginia. Uh-huh. And then, of course, 1863, this became a state, West Virginia. His name was David Smith Wine. They called him Smithy. Anybody tell you about that?
Yeah, Melvin's told me a little about that.
All right. He raised a whole bunch of children, David Smith Wine did. And so it was settled there in Braxton County, you know. When he came to West Virginia, he settled in Braxton County. Uh-huh. And people went back in, didn't have entertainment like they got now, so they'd gather in there and they'd play music. He had a lot of musicians in his house many times when he was old, you know, before he got even so old. Mm-hmm. And they'd sing songs and he would... he would sing and they'd play music and his son played music. And this Silk Merchant's Daughter, the first I ever heard of, is this working now?
I've got them both, so they'll catch it now. Yeah, I can hear it now.
All right.
Go ahead.
I have a list of old songs here. And I'm trying to tell a little bit about the first that I ever, I got acquainted with them, and the first people that I ever heard sing them. I've memorized many of them, and my grandfather, I remember him singing the Silk Merchant's Daughter. It was made up about a merchant that left England. His daughter was on this ship, and she fell in love with a man on the ship, and the ship went down. But some of them were saved. But on a lifeboat, some of them were saved, and that's what the song is about, the silk merchant's daughter. My grandfather used to come to our house and sing this song, and Mother used to sing it, and that's how I picked it up.
Everett, do you know where your grandfather was born, John Nelson?
In Braxton County.
He was in Braxton.
Yeah, uh-huh. You want me to tell it that?
Sure. You know where? Was it near Burnsville? Or?
It was near Bulltown, close to Bulltown, not far from Bulltown. First I remember, I think it was where he lived. He made his home there anyhow.
Did he ever have any scrapes back in the Civil War, do you know? Or trouble at all?
His people, I suppose, you know, did, and his wife's people was in the Civil War. A lot of them were in the Civil War.
Do you know what her name is? Was
Isabella Bragg.
Isabella Bragg. That was.
She was Jesse Bragg's daughter, and she had a brother named Adam Bragg who was in the Civil War. She had a brother named James Bragg, who was in the Civil War. She had a brother named William Bragg, who was in the Civil War. She had a brother named Urban Bragg, who was in the Civil War. I had her leg shot off while he was there. And there was another man in Braxton County, name of Isaac Brown. And he had his arm shot off about the same time that Urban Bragg got his leg shot off.
You know where that happened?
No, I don't know what place it happened at. And this song that I call Pretty Aggie, I don't know whether that's a proper name. This is working, is it?
Yeah, it's working.
I don't know whether that's a proper name of it, but that is over there about, where it originated over about in the British Isles someplace. And people back there didn't have as many things for entertainment as they got now, so they gather into their neighbors' homes and sing these beautiful old ballads, and they would play string music. And my grandfather could sing almost all night, not sing the same song over. And Melvin Wine's father could play the violin all night and not hardly play the same tune over. And this song about the old age pension check. Now, I don't know where I picked that up at. I didn't learn that from them, but I learned it later on. And a song about Jesse James, I learned that years ago. I got that from a Victrola record. And the one about Sam Bass, I got that from a Victrola record. And the jam on Gary's Rock, my grandfather Wine sang that, and my mother sang it. And I picked it up from there. And little Johnny, grandfather Wine sang that song, and my mother sang it, and I learned it from them. And the tramp song, I did not learn it from them. I heard that after I was a young boy. After we moved from a coal camp, moved away from Braxton County. And the wreck of number 9, I learned that after we moved to Harrison County. And the fate of Harry Lyle, the first I ever heard that sang, it was sang from Braxton County people, from some of my cousins.
Yeah.
And I learned that from them.
What's that one about?
The fate of Harry Lyle.
What's that song about?
Oh. Well, you want me to try to sing a little of it?
Sure.
It was Harry Lyle and Jack Billard. On an engine they both rode away. They stopped at the iron gate and waited till old number 4 went by. Once more out on the main line they started, up James River so cold, dark and drear. But they taken no heed to the danger or the death that was standing so near. They laughed and they joked each other as they traveled up the river side. How their engine rocked as she traveled for the last fatal ride. In an instant the story was ended, and she landed in the cold river bed. Poor Harry lay there in the cabin with a deep fatal wound in his head. Railroad men, you should all take warning from the fate that befell these two young men. And remember this hard world of trouble between this and the great promised land.
That's good.
Did you ever hear, I don't think I've heard on this song or not. Did you ever hear Jonah and the Whale?
No, I don't think I have.
You want me to sing that?
Sure. You can just leave that right there and sing.
In the Bible we are told of a prophet that was sent to a city that was steeped in awful sin. All the people in that place were devoid of saving grace, and the prophet seemed afraid to enter in. Over there, in that land so bright and fair, he will tell us all about it over there. On that bright and in that bright and happy land, we'll take Jonah by the hand, and he'll tell us all about it over there. When the prophet forth was sent, that old Nineveh might repent, instead of that to Tarshish he set sail. The mighty winds began to blow, and overboard did Jonah go, and he found mercy seat inside the whale. Over there, in that land so bright and fair, he will tell us all about it over there. In that bright and happy land, we'll take Jonah by the hand, and he'll tell us all about it over there. In the cold and briny deep, tears of grief did Jonah weep. Then the big fish threw him out upon the shore. He gladly went his way, preached to Nineveh night and day, and he didn't care to backslide anymore. Oh, some people don't believe a whale could him receive, but that does not make my song at all untrue. There are whales on every side with their big mouths open wide. So be careful, friend, or one may swallow you. Title of that song was Jonah and the Whale.
Now, where'd you learn that one?
From my mother from my mother, and my father learned that from my mother. He wasn't a very good singer, but he liked that song. Uh-huh. You know, he sang it. Uh-huh. This song about the jam on Gary's Rock, the first time I ever heard that song, Grandpa Wine sang that song. And then Mom sang it. And I picked it up from there. Uh-huh. It was about the story about the jam on Gary's Rock was about a bunch of loggers. And they had a log jam on a rock. And the rock was named after a man named Gary. It was where he got killed. And it happened near Hagerstown, Maryland, where this happened. And that's how I got of singing that song about the jam on Gary's Rock. A song about Little Johnny. That song was about a sailor from London. He was in love with a girl, but she did not love him. He went to sea, and when he came back, she wouldn't have anything to do with him when he told the people that he didn't have any money. But later on, when she found he had money, then she wanted him, and he wouldn't have her. A tramp song about the tramp. I learned that from people I heard singing that song down here in Harrison County. When I was a boy growing up, about 10 or 11 years old.
What year were you born, Everett?
Huh?
What year were you born?
What year? 1914.
14.
Mm-hmm. See, Melvin's just 5 years and about 5 years and 6 months over than me. Uh-huh. And Record Number 9, that's an old song. I heard that from a Victrola record. Mm-hmm. First I ever heard that. And The Old Brown Coat. First I ever heard the Old Brown Coat, I heard my wife sing that Old Brown Coat. I learned that from there. And The Girl That Wore the Waterfall, heard my grandfather Wine sing that song the first time I ever heard it. And then Mom sang it from there. And then I sang it. But Grandpa Wine sang it mostly. He sang it more than Mom did. And The Martins and the McCoys, I think that was really about the Hatfields and McCoys, and they changed it to The Martins and the McCoys. And that's an old song. I learned that song when I was in the CCCs, when I was in the Civilian Conservation Corps, working for the government. I learned that song out there in Morgan County. And The Boston Burglar is a very old song. First I ever heard that, Grandpa Wine sang it, and Mother used to sing it lots of times. And Barbara Allen, that is another old song. Grandpa Wine sang that, and Mom sang it. And then I picked that up, and I sang it myself. The little shirt my mother made for me. The first I ever heard that song was my first cousin sang that song. And his father was Uncle Charlie Wine, my Uncle Charlie Wine. He came from Braxton County. And The Haunted Wood, the first time that I ever heard the Haunted Wood sang, a neighbor came to our house one time and sang and played that on a guitar. Huh.
Who was that? Do you remember?
Yeah, he just passed away, Arthur McIntyre. Huh. That was down here in Harrison County. Huh. And The Brown Girl is a very old song. And the first I ever heard the Brown Girl, Mother sang that song, and I suppose it was handed down from Grandpa Wine. And that was originated from over in Great Britain, too, about a girl. She was in love with one of those British lords over there. And he married another woman, and this girl was, a brown girl was the one that he married. And the other girl made a remark about her when she was at his wedding, and a brown girl cut the other girl's head off. The Old Armchair, the first I ever heard The Old Armchair was down here in Harrison County. I heard that someone was singing down here. And I thought it was kind of pretty, and I picked that up. I learned that. Mary of the Wild Moor is a very old song. I've heard Grandpa Wine sing it, and I've heard Mother sing it. And lots of the old people sing that, and I learned that.
What was your mother's name again?
My mother's name was, her maiden name, yeah. Lummi Jane Wine.
Lima?
Lummi. Lummi. Well, Lummi, I think, is the way you actually, spell it, but people want to call her Lummi. But anyway, Lummi Jane Wine. And my father's name was Reuben White. He came from Braxton County. Mm-hmm. and 40 up in Plum. I learned that song down here. I heard that on a, it was either on the radio or television. Someone was singing that, and I picked that up from there. Mm-hmm. See, I was trying to think of another. You get the tape recorder working?
Yeah, that's it. Don't work. Just forget about it.
All right. I don't know if you ever heard this or not. In Louisville, Kentucky, back in 32, a young man named Son Martin was making Mountain Brew. Son Martin, Son Martin, you better watch your whiskey still. And if you want to keep it, son, you have to shoot to kill. That boy standing by your side is about your only friend. You better look out, son Martin. Look out again. You ever hear that?
Yeah.
Your neighbors tried to warn you. Your friends are turned away. You better look out, son Martin. Look out, I say. Son Martin, son Martin, you better watch your whiskey still. And if you want to keep it, son, you'll have to shoot to kill. Oh, let's see. Old Frank is out there looking. He's searching everywhere. And with him is the doctor who's come to get his share. Son Martin, son Martin, you better watch that whiskey still. And if you want to keep it, son, you have to shoot to kill. 20 men kept shooting, and you weren't doing well. They thought you had surrendered when you blew them all to well. You better look out, son Martin. You better watch that whiskey still. And if you want to keep it, you have to shoot to kill.
Where'd you learn that?
They got a record here someplace, some of the kids.
Uh-huh.
And I picked that one. I think my oldest boy got that record somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And I have, here, let's see, the Record 97, you've heard that. I learned that from one of these old records here. It's an old song. People mm-hmm. sang that. You ever hear the song that, I put this name on it myself. It had a different name, and I didn't like some of the words that was in that, and so I put this name on it. And the name I got on it is The Thing They Call the Wheel. You ever hear that?
No, I don't think so.
All right, if you got the, can you take that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll sing it for you. See, that sort of song. I'll make a little announcement, but
sure.
This is working, isn't it?
Yeah, it's working.
This is about a cowboy, this song is, who boasted about the great things that he could do. And the title of this song is called The Thing They Call the Wheel. We were camped out on the plains at the head of a Cimarron. Oh, no, I got it wrong. Can you shut that off?
Yeah.
Anyway, shut that off. Now. Okay. I can take the wildest bronco in the tough old woolly west. I can ride him, I can break him, let him do his level best. I can handle any cattle who ever wore a coat of hair and had a lively rustle with a tarnel grizzly bear. I can rope and throw the longhorn of the wildest Texas brand. And in Indian disagreements, I can play a leading hand. But alas, I got my master, and he surely made me squeal. When the boys got me a straddle of a thing they call the wheel. A tenderfoot had brought it, a wheeling all the way. from Sunrise End of Freedom to the San Francisco Bay. He tied up at the ranch to get outside a meal, never thinking we would monkey with the thing they call the wheel. Arizona Jim begun it when he said to Jack McGill, there was fellas forced to limit bragging on their riding skill. And he'd venture the admission, the same fellow that he meant was a very handy critter far as riding broncos went. But he'd find himself a-facing up to a different kind of deal if he threw his leather leggings against the thing they call the wheel. Such a slam against my talent made me hotter than a mink, and I swore that I would ride him for amusement or for chink, and was nothing but a plaything for kids and such about, and to have their eyes shattered if they lead the critter out. They held it while I mounted, and the word was gave to go. The shove they give to start me was not unreasonably slow. Oh, friends, I need not tell you how I split that Texas air. The wind, it made whip crackers of my same old canthy hair. Oh, how them punchers bawled, stay on her, Uncle Bill. Stick your spurs in her, punch her, turn her muzzle up the hill. But I never made an answer, I just let them fellers squeal. I was building reputation on the thing they call the wheel. Holy Moses and the prophets, how we split that Texas air. The wind is made with crackers of my same old canthy hair. I pulled up on the handles, but I couldn't check her up. I sawed and yanked, I hollered, but I couldn't get her stopped. Then a sort of a thinker in my brain began to steal. The devil held a mortgage on the thing they call the wheel. And I sort of comprehended as down the hill we went, there was bound to be a smash-up that I couldn't well prevent. I've a dim and hazy remembrance of the stop, the world a-going round and the stars all tangled up. Then there came an intermission and it lasted till I found I was lying at the ranch with the boys all gathered round. A doctor was a-sewing on the skin where it was ripped, and old Aunt Arizona whispered, well, old boy, I guess you're whipped. I told him I was busted from sombrero down to heel. He just grinned and said, you ought to see the thing they call the wheel.
That's pretty good.
I had another one. Did you ever hear Zebra Dunn?
What is it?
Zebra Dunn. We were camped out on the plain at the head of the Cimarron. When along came a stranger, he stopped to argue some. He looked so very foolish, we began to look around. We thought he was a greenhorn that had just escaped from town. We asked if he'd been to breakfast, he hadn't had a smear. So we opened up a chuck box and bade him have his share. He took a cup of coffee, some biscuits and some beans, and then began to talk and tell of foreign kings and queens, about the Spanish wars and fighting on the seas, with guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees, about old Paul Jones, a mean fighting son of a gun, who was the grittiest feller that ever pulled a gun. He said he lost his job up on the Santa Fe and was going across the plains to strike the 70. Now he didn't say how come it, some trouble with the boss, but he said he'd like to borrow a fresh fat saddle hoss. This tickled all the boys to death, they laughed down in their sleeves. We said we'll lend you a saddle horse, as fresh and fat as you please. Shorty grabbed the lariat and he roped old Zebra down. Turned him over to the stranger and we waited for the fun. Now Dunny was a rocky outlaw who had grown so awful wild. He could paw the white out of the moon every jump for a mile. Old Dunny stood right still, just like he didn't know, till he was saddled and bridled and was ready for to go. When the stranger hit the saddle, old Dunny quit the earth. He traveled right straight up for all that he was worth. A pitching and a squealing and a having walleye fits. His hind feet perpendicular and his front ones in the bits. You could see the tops of mountains under Dunny every jump. But the stranger, he was growed there just like the camel's hump. The stranger sat up on him, he curled his black mustache, just like a summer boarder awaiting for his hash. He thumped him in the shoulders and he spurred him when he whirled, to show them flunky punchers he was a wolf of the world. When the stranger had dismounted once more upon the ground, we knew he was a thoroughbred and not a gent from town. And the boss was standing round, watching of the show, walked right up to the stranger, and he said, you needn't go. If you can use a lasso like you rode old Zebra done, you're the man I've been a-looking for ever since the year '01. Oh, he could twirl the lariat, he didn't do it slow. He could catch them 4 feet 9 out of 10 for any kind of dough. Now there's one thing and a sure thing I've learned since I've been born. Every educated feller ain't a plum greenhorn. Title of that song is Old Zebra Done. Of course, I suppose you've heard Little Joe the Wrangler. You know that.
Oh, let me see. Little Joe the Wrangler. Maybe I have. Maybe I haven't.
You have heard that. But...
Did you have that about the waterfall?
Yeah. He didn't. You didn't have that, these songs taped, did you?
Not before.
Well, I can play that on that. And you can tape it from that, can't you?
Which one's that?
Girl at War.
I got this tape with all those on, I think.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, on it?
The girl...
Is it on that tape?
Did you get the songs on that tape? The ones I sang up there?
I got this just now, and I wrote the names down here.
Oh, you want the tape, though, with it on it, don't you?
One with Melvin.
Yeah.
You want the tape with them songs on it?
I have it right here.
It's all you got the song... I mean, is the you got the names of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't have it recorded on your...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I recorded the tape for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you...
Yesterday.
Yeah, David made it last
time. Oh, David made it, yeah. Okay. Now, let's see.
Is there a...
What's your name?
Do you remember the titles of any others that your granddad sung?
Let's see. Molly Bender. It's not on there.
Can you remember that one?
Yes, you want to put that there. Or part of it. I can remember part of it.
That's okay, whatever.
This song was titled Molly Bender. Molly Bender went walking when the shower was on. She crept under a fig tree to shelter from the storm. While Jimmy was hunting, he walked in the dark. He shot at Molly Bender, and he missed not his mark. With her apron pinned around her, he'd taken her for a fun. He shot and he killed her, and her name Molly Bond. Oh, when he came to her, and he seen she was dead, a fountain of tears in her bosom he shed. Jimmy ran home with his gun in his hand, sang, "Uncle, dear uncle, Molly Bender I've killed." With her apron pinned around her, I'd taken her for fun. I shot and I killed her, and her name Molly Bun. Up stepped Jimmy's father, his locks very gray, saying, "Stay at home, Jimmy, don't you run away. Stay at home, Jimmy, till your trial draws near. Then the laws of your country will then bring you clear." On the day of Jimmy's trial, Molly's ghost did appear, saying, "Jimmy, dear Jimmy, oh Jimmy, go clear." I guess that's all I know of that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Did you ever hear that song of A Fate of Floyd Collins? You must have heard that.
Fate, yeah, I have heard that. That's a good one.
Do you know it?
Yeah, do you want to sing it though? I like it.
That's no part of it.
Okay.
This song is called The Fate of Floyd Collins. See how it goes. "Oh, mother, don't be worried. Dear father, don't be sad. I'll tell you all my troubles in an awful dream I had. I dreamed I was a prisoner. My life could not be saved, and that I was to perish in a lonely sandstone cave. The rescue workers gathered, the sun rose in the sky. They swore that they would never let poor Floyd Collins die. They worked throughout the morning, but their labors were in vain to move that mighty boulder at the door of Floyd's cave. His face was fair and handsome, his heart was true and brave. But his body now lies sleeping in a lonely sandstone cave." That's just part of that.
Where'd you get that one?
Oh, from a No Victrola record.
Uh-huh. I was thinking that Molly Bond. I had heard somebody sing that before.
Molly Bender.
Molly Bender.
Well, he called her Molly Bond in that. Did you ever hear The Ghost of the Peanut Stand?
Yeah.
You want me to sing that?
Sure.
"Come all young men and gather around and listen to my ditty. I'll tell you of an Irish girl who lived in London City. Her name it was Miss Biddy McGee. She was known both far and near. She kept a little peanut stand to supply the railroad car. She fell in love with a nice young man. His name was Tommy Urine. Now Tommy Urine was a nice young man, but his notion was very queer. He beat St. Patrick on 45 a plan for lager beer. When Biddy's mother heard of this, she swore vengeance against the man. She swore if ever Biddy kept his company again, she'd break up at peanut stand. Now this took effect on Miss Biddy McGee. She went quite out of her head. This took effect on Miss Biddy McGee, and the poor girl, she dropped dead. Biddy's mother was haunted after that by the ghost of the peanut stand. In front came Tommy Urine marching along, a-holding Biddy's hand. And right behind came marching along the ghost of the peanut stand." Oh, Mom, you sing all kinds of songs, Lord. You ever hear about the poor Tucky Ho?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, will it tape it? You still got it?
Yeah, sure.
"I'll sing you the best one I've ever sung yet. All about the ragged and the dirty and the half-starved set there, ragged and the dirty and the live down below, called by the Irish, the poor Tucky Ho. When they want to go hunting, they will call up a dog. Chase an old rabbit in the holler of a log. Bow wow, solemnly swear. I never seen a finer and a finer old hare. Take him to the house and a jerk of his skin. With a pot of water ready for the flop him in. And before he has time to stew or to thaw, just let us at him, we will eat him done and raw. This is the way they all used to do when I lived along with the Tuckahoe crew. When they dress up in their hunting shirts and moccasins to every degree, then to the pretty girls they must see. And the first word of courtship when they do sit down, kind miss, look at your Johnny cake, it's baking to brown. And early next morning, they stagger and reel. Said, doggone them girls, how sleepy I feel. This is the way they all used to do when I lived along with the Tuckahoe crew. Some of them cows and some of them none. Milking in the gardens, settled in the corner and covered with the board. This is the way they all used to do when I lived along with the Tuckahoe crew.
Might have been a few words, you know, in there, you know.
That sounds something like the one about, I've heard sung about, come all you West Virginia girls and listen to my noise. Don't you marry them West Virginia boys.
Come all you old Virginia girls and listen to my noise. Never do you wed with the Carolina boys. Sure as you do, you're a portion it'll be. Sour bread and hominy and jang-a-lang-a-tea. Mom sang that.
Is there more of that?
No, there's more to it, but I don't know about all.
Sour bread and hominy.
Did you ever hear that? It was about a battle, Charlotte's Hill. Charlotte's Hill.
I heard somebody sing that one time. Yeah.
I know a little bit of it. On Charlotte's dark and bloody plain, where the dead and wounded lay, amongst them was our drummer boy, who beat the drum that day. A wounded soldier held him up. Have mercy, Lord, he cried. Have mercy on our drummer boy who prayed before he died. That's part of it. Shiloh's, Battle of Shiloh's Hill. Mm-hmm. Mom used to sing them songs from Civil War. Some of them, I don't remember all of them. Now there's one. just come to my mind. You ever hear that about them? Master going away?
I don't think so.
Has anybody seen the master? My master's gone away. Has anybody seen the master? My master's gone away. He spied the smoke away up a river where the Lincoln gunboats lay. He picked up his hat and he laughed so sudden, I think he's gone away. That's the colored people singing. There's whiskey and cider both in the cellar and the darkies, they'll have some. Won't it be confiscated when the Lincoln soldiers come? And my voice is getting bit so I can't sing very good. The overseer will get most trouble. We'll ride him around on a rail. We'll lock him up in the smokehouse cellar and we'll throw the key in the well. Oh, the good time coming, it's almost here. Been long on the way. It must be now in the kingdom coming in the year of Jubilee. As the colored people sang that song, you know.
Yeah. They play a fiddle tune to that.
Oh yeah. Now there's a song. I was trying to think of it. Texas Rangers. You ever hear that?
Yeah, I have heard that. That's.
Have you got the words to it?
No.
I've got a few words, so I don't may know it all. I've got a few words. Come all you Texas Rangers, and warning take from me. I'll tell you of a story, it happened unto me. It was at the age of 16, I joined the Jolly Band. We marched from San Diego to the Rio Grande. My mother gave me warning before I went away, saying, son, they are all strangers, with me you'd better stay. But I thought that she was Charlie's and maybe did not know. My heart was bent on rambling and I was bound to go. Our captain, he informed us, of course we thought it right. Before we reached the station, says, boys, we'll have to fight. I saw the Indians coming, I heard them give a yell. My feelings at that moment, no human tongue could tell. I saw their glittering lances, their arrows round me flew. Then all my strength it left me, and all my courage too. I saw the smoke ascending, our captain gave command. To arms, he shouted, and by your horses stand. We fought them 9 long hours before the strife was o'er. 100 brave young Rangers, they fell to rise no more. And early in the morning, we were called to our...